It's back to our news items now, and in this slot, it may be that your mouth will water, as the items are mainly about food. Norwich Theatre Royal has come back with a bang from the COVID-enforced closure by opening a new cafe, whilst there are awards for food outlets and also for a young Norwich chef. If it's crumpets which whet your appetite, then you'll want to hear of the nationwide business of the production of crumpets, which is based in Norwich. Then for shoppers, Tesco is having what they designate a quiet hour, and school children get a helping hand from Kellogg's. Norwich Theatre Royal has launched a new cafe packed with local produce to encourage people into the venue even when there is not a performance on. Cafe Royal has opened on the ground floor and offers a range of coffees and other hot and cold drinks alongside giant sweet and savoury scones, cakes, pastries and toasties. It complements the pre-theatre dining available already at the Prelude restaurant and promotes and supports local producers. Cafe Royal is open daily from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m, closing earlier on matinee days, and the tables and chairs are cleared away in the evening to make space for audiences and the stalls bar. It is part of a wider refurbishment of the venue that took place whilst it was closed, which has included new floors, lighting, artwork and upcycled furniture to bring out the building's Art Deco heritage.
Two fish and chip shops in Norwich have been recognised among the best in the country. Orford Place and Chish and Phipps were both announced as winners of the fish and chips category of the Good Food Award 2022. Chish and Phipps, located at 53 Angel Road, first opened more than 80 years ago and has won the prestigious award for a fourth consecutive time. It offers a gluten-free menu alongside its normal menu every Tuesday. Orford Place, based at 13 Orford Place, has also won the award on numerous occasions, having been recognised for a third time. Founded in 2002, the Good Food Awards divides its awards into several different categories such as fish and chips, cafes, takeaways, gastropubs and hotel awards. Other Norfolk winners across the categories include Ban Thai in Cromer, Sands Restaurant in Wells Next the Sea and Garden Kitchen Cafe in Hofton.
A chef born and raised in Norwich has won the prestigious Roux Scholarship, earning him the title of Britain's Best Young Chef. Ollie Williamson has most recently worked as the sous chef at Heston Blumenthal's Fat Duck in Bray, but took home the title for the 37th competition this week. The 30-year-old beat five other finalists in a fiercely contested battle held at Westminster Kingsway College, London, on October the 25th, after the competition was postponed twice due to the pandemic. The contestants had to prepare two dishes that the Roux family hold dear. The first was Eggs Albert in honour of Albert Roux, and is an artichoke heart filled with smoked salmon, trout and truffle, topped with a poached egg and adorned with a slice of smoked salmon. The second, in honour of Michelle Roux, OBE, was little flans with snails in green coats. This comprised of snails and herb souffle baked in a tartlet with beurre blanc sauce. Michelle Roux Jr. said, "Ollie presented an Eggs Albert dish, which would have pleased my dad to eat. It didn't look like the original, but every part tasted brilliant." Ollie added, "It was my first time in the competition, and it's also my last because of my age." He added that although the competition was tough, he was able to have fun, ensuring he didn't get too stressed.
A woman who started making crumpets in lockdown has now baked more than 41,000 of the breakfast bites after her business took off. Katrina Ahumale was travelling before lockdown with her partner when the pair began missing the classic British food. So upon returning home and finding herself out of work, Kat began baking crumpets for friends as well as selling a few. Now, the experimental crumpeteering company, Crumpetorium, is stocked across the city as well as in artisan stores in London and Cornwall. All baked from her home in NR3, Kat makes droves of crumpets by hand every day, ranging from in everything from an original flavour to a mince pie Christmas special and blue cheese. Next year, she'll also be bringing back a summer feta cheese and sun-dried tomato crumpet, as well as experimenting with a pumpkin spice crumpet in autumn. Currently, Kat is working on the business 3 days a week, as well as evenings and weekends, as well as working 2 days a week in marketing and graphic design.
Tesco has introduced permanent quiet hours in all of its large stores in order to improve accessibility for some of its customers. Every Wednesday and Saturday, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 a.m, Tesco will be dimming its lights and lowering the checkout's noise. In a statement, the supermarket said, "Tesco is a place where everyone's welcome, but we understand that our stores, with the loud noises, bright lights or strong smells and volume of people, can be stressful for some of our customers. People can feel, see and experience the world differently, and for our customers with autism, the shopping experience may sometimes feel a bit overwhelming. A calmer environment can also be better for our elderly customers, ones shopping with young children, or our customers who may be struggling with mental health. In the future, Tesco will also look to reduce the noise of self-service tills and scan-as-you-shop devices."
Kids battling morning hunger at a city school have been given £1,000 boost from a national cereal brand. The Open Academy in Norwich has been revealed as one of the benefactors of a scheme organised by cereal company Kellogg's. It has seen the Academy, which is part of the Diocese of Education and Academies Trust, receive £1,000 to help support its Morning Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club scheme provides youngsters with an early bite to eat ahead of the school day, helping them to concentrate throughout their lessons. John Ford, principal at Open Academy, said, "We are so grateful to receive this generous donation. This will allow us to continue to purchase supplies such as cereals, bagels and fruit for our club. These resources will help us to continue to provide our Breakfast Club services for our children and their families."